Here's a thought I'll title, There Will Always Be One More Tweak. In essence, what I'm suggesting is, in photography in particular, you will never ever be absolutely done, guaranteed, finished, finito, period at the end of the sentence. That'll never happen, because with the passage of time, there will be one more tweak you see that you could apply to the processing of an image. You know, Pablo Picasso famously said that the trick in painting is knowing when to stop. Well, I think this is true in photography as well, because stopping is not stopping. Stopping is not a finality. It's a finishing, but that doesn't mean that there won't be another finishing down the road if you think of a way to print it a little better. I'll never forget once having an opportunity at a workshop to see a whole series of images that Ansel Adams had made. I can't remember. I think it was Clearing Winter Storm. No, that's not right. It wasn't Clearing Winter Storm. It was Moonrise Hernandez that Ansel Adams had printed very many times. It seems like there were 15 or 20 different views, different papers, different contrast, different processing ideas. He kept tweaking, and it kept getting better. That's why I think there is no such thing as a true end to a photographic image until we're no longer able to breathe or think of new ways to improve our images. There will always be one more tweak we can make to an image to improve it. And when we think we have it perfect, with the passage of time, we'll realize there's one more thing we could do, ad infinitum. Said another way, perfection will always elude us photographers because it's a constantly moving target. We change, conditions change, materials change, vision changes. There will never be a perfect rendition of one of our prints. That doesn't mean that at some point we won't be willing to accept good enough and let go of the pursuit of perfection. And as a matter of fact, isn't that the practicality of being able to make multiple copies of an image through printing techniques? It's the nature of photography, dealing with negatives and prints, or in more modern terms, digital files and prints. We are unlike painting or so many other expressive and artistic media in that we can very easily make a variation. And those variations we are motivated to make because we think we can interpret the negative or the digital file or the moment better, more emotionally, more impactful, with more subtlety. So how do we deal with that? Well, one way we deal with it is recognize that it's true, that there will never be an end to the process, and anything we make today, no matter how good we might think it is, it'll probably be improved if we address it at some point in the future and make a variation. It's likely to be better. And so the date of creation, not the date of capturing the image, but the date of creation of the aesthetic decisions, becomes such an important part of photographic provenance. And let's not forget that as time passes in photography in particular, because it's so technologically driven, that there will probably be some technique or some tool that we can use in the future to make a better version of our image that's not even available to us today because it hasn't been invented yet. There again, emphasizing the fact that there will always be another possibility, one more tweak we could use to improve our images. We don't have to, but we can. And that's one of the things that makes photography so unique in terms of all the other art media. Perhaps the closest other medium I can think of is music, because every time you play something, it can be a little different. Well, every time we print something, it can be a little different. And so here again, photography is probably more like music than it is like painting, or certainly sculpture, or novel writing, or so many other media we can think of. Photography may very well be the least time-bound of all creative media, because we have such flexibility that allows us to make an improved version somewhere in our undetermined future.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.